The On the Air podcast is designed to provide accurate, authoritative information about the subject matter covered for educational purposes only. The information in this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. You're live with On the Air, where the airwaves are buzzing with stories of land, legacy, and lineage. I'm your host, Jamie, and today we're tackling a topic that can impact families at any moment: natural disasters and how they affect heirs' property. I am thrilled to be joined by Dr. Adam Rabinowitz, Associate Professor and Extension Economist at Auburn University. He's here to help us understand how storms, floods, and fires can complicate land ownership, recovery, and planning for families with heirs' property. Adam, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm really happy to be here, even though it's a topic that is difficult to talk about. It is certainly one that is necessary.
Absolutely. So let's dive right into it and start from the beginning. Can you describe the types of natural disasters that most commonly affect heirs' property in our region?
Sure. You mentioned right at the start a little bit about, you know, floods, and we may have wind damage or even fire. You know, I will say fire tends to be one more at a community level that we don't have as big of an issue with compared to areas out west. But certainly, I'd say in the southeast region here, we are looking at a lot of wind events and a lot of rain type of events that can lead to flooding, whether that be hurricanes or tornadoes.
Right, and those disasters hit families in ways that aren't always obvious at first glance. When we think about ownership structures, things can get even more complicated. How do mixed or joint ownership structures complicate disaster recovery efforts?
Sure. The idea that you may have some joint ownership structure where multiple family members have shared ownership makes it difficult because they need to actually agree on decisions with respect to recovery, how repairs will be made, who is going to actually pay for those. And then when you start talking about the potential for government programs, you also have to start dealing with establishing the fact that you are an occupant on the land or that there's ownership on the land. And that has always been quite difficult as part of the recovery effort.
Sounds like having an unclear title can make things a lot tricky. So when property is damaged, what challenges arise if heirs don't have a clear title?
Well, so one of the immediate challenges is how are those repairs going to be paid for? So if you're talking about a roof, it may, you know, certainly there's a question of, is there insurance on the property? How does one put insurance claims? But, you know, if you need to access funds to potentially pay for those repairs, lenders are not going to lend to somebody with heirs property without having that clear title, because there's no clear ownership in terms of who's responsible for that loan. And ultimately, to be able to put up the collateral of the land to secure that loan. So securing financing from a lender can be difficult, but also the challenges, as I just mentioned before, in terms of proving that ownership of the land has always been something that has been difficult if there is a government program. So it's a more widespread disaster, you might have FEMA that comes into play. And historically, this was very difficult, although in more recent years, there have been some good changes that have made it a little bit more accessible, but, you know, still not necessarily the easiest to navigate as if you had a clear title.
Okay. So one of the things that we have discussed in the previous season and our discussing even in this season two of On the Air is preparing for the unexpected. Preparation is key. And for families looking to reduce risk, what steps can they take to reduce the risk before disaster strikes?
So this is a great question, Jamie. It's not even relevant, or is relevant beyond just those that don't have clear title or have heirs property, because anybody that owns property really needs to make sure that they have their documents available and they are prepared in advance of some type of disaster. And, you know, sometimes you have a few days of warning, like in a hurricane event, Sometimes where a tornado, you really don't have any warning at all. So it's always good to be prepared, making sure that you have those important documents regarding, mortgages, regarding property tax records, regarding actual deeds or wills or, other indicators that you have some type of ownership in the land or some type of rights to the land and the property. Having those documents together is one of the important preparation steps that you can do, and making sure that they're accessible. You never know what a storm may impact, and if you don't have power, you may not be able to access digital copies. At the same time, a tornado can really tear things apart, and that's a situation where. It's you have to have these in, maybe multiple locations as opposed to just a single location in one house.
I love that you spoke on having these documents in multiple locations because it speaks on the power of coordination and why it's essential in times like this. So how can families coordinate among multiple heirs to make sure that everyone is prepared?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is making sure that there's communication between the heirs. One of the biggest challenges, I'd say, it really is the fact that, sometimes you don't know who all the heirs are, and having that communication can be difficult. But making sure that even if you do know who they are, that you have that communication and you talk about, what would happen, who's responsible for certain items. And that may depend on who's potentially living on the property versus not living on the property. It's something that you want to have an agreement with. But then also having copies of those important documents, like I said, in multiple locations. So it could be with multiple individuals that may live in different places. Being able to contact them then to be able to access those becomes really critical to determine those next steps to recovery after a storm.
Mm-hmm. And when disaster does strike, navigating recovery can be a challenge. How do families navigate recovery when multiple heirs own an undivided interest in the property?
So when there is an undivided interest in the property, one question is going to come up, is there some type of agreement, something that actually stipulates, who has rights to live on the land, who is responsible for making decisions with the land, what is that next step? What are those processes that may be in place for the family if something's been agreed upon? In the case where, documents don't exist, then you start having to look at, having alternative documents depending on the government program that you might be looking for assistance from. And there's a variety of different areas that we can talk about depending on if we're talking about actual damage to the physical structure, such as a house, or potentially land, and for those that are in farming crops, or if you've got timber on the land, that forest land and the trees.
Okay. Let's move on to speaking a little bit about common mistakes and planning tools. Now, even with preparation, families sometimes stumble. It's inevitable sometimes. Are there common pitfalls or mistakes that you've seen that families make during disaster response?
Most common pitfall, I'd say, is not having access to that documentation, mm-hmm. right? Not having something that you can lean to potentially prove that you are, in fact, an heir to the last known deeded individual who's listed for that property. Because when these government agencies start looking at the property for determination of eligibility for assistance, they're going to look at those public records and they will see that individual's name. So having that family tree and that record that you are in fact an heir of the individual who is listed on that public record certainly can go a long way in terms of proving eligibility for these programs.
Let's take a look into the bigger picture here. Are there any planning tools or resources that heirs property owners can use to protect both their land and their legacy?
So the biggest planning tool that I would say is, making sure that you're well aware of, that property taxes are paid, who those heirs are on the property, and then having the right documentation, as I mentioned, in a secure multiple locations and accessible after a disaster. And, you know, we can talk about, like I said, for instance, if you've got agricultural land and you're talking about needing to be eligible for ag programs that require ultimately the USDA to get involved, the Farm Service Agency in particular, they're going to require a farm number. So do you actually have a farm number? And there are alternative documentation that the USDA does allow to get a farm number so you can access those programs. If we're talking about a house, that physical structure, you know, then we're talking about FEMA and making sure that you have the documentation that, FEMA is looking for. There's an excellent place on their website in terms of verifying home ownership or occupancy on the FEMA website that you can look at all the details, including the opportunity for those that have heirs property. It's specifically discussed about, you know, a self-declaration statement to be able to, you know, become eligible for those disaster resources. And these are some of the changes that have been made just in recent years to ultimately make these programs more accessible to those with heirs property.
Awesome. Adam, today's conversation has highlighted natural disasters and how they can affect the family's land. But knowledge, preparation, and communication can make a big difference. From understanding your ownership structure to coordinating with heirs and exploring planning resources, every step helps to protect your land and legacy. Before we close, do you have any final thoughts to give us, any key takeaways from anything that we've discussed?
The only thing that I would just put a plug in for is if you're in Alabama listening to this, certainly the Alabama Heirs Property Alliance is a great place to get information and assistance on this. There is an online document on the ACES.edu website for preparing family landowners in Alabama for hurricanes. And you could think about that as being for other natural disasters as well. If you're not in Alabama, certainly your local extension organization with your land grant institution would be a great place to look for resources.
Wonderful. Thank you. As you look at your family's land, ask yourself, are we prepared for the types of disasters that could affect our property? Do all heirs understand their roles and responsibilities if disaster strikes? What planning tools or resources can we access today to reduce future risk? If you don't have the answer to any of these questions, please reach out to us at www.aces.edu/go/heirsproperty. Again, that's www.aces, that's aces.edu/go/heirsproperty. On the Air is a product of Auburn University and the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. Support for this program is provided by the Beginning Farmers and Ranchers Development Program, Project Award Number 2023-49400-40876 from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Any opinions, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and should not be construed to represent any official USDA or U.S. government determination or policy. More information about activities and publications related to heirs property in Alabama can be found by visiting our website at www.aces.edu/go/heirsproperty. On the Air podcast is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional counsel. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, please seek the advice of services of competent professionals. Adam, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to On the Air. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share your thoughts. Together, we'll continue to explore the world of heirs property, one episode at a time. Until next time, keep your land safe, your family coordinated, and your legacy strong.